final road game in the month of May. The Rawhide get ready to kick things off for matinee baseball on this Sunday afternoon. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Rawhide Baseball by Stanley at rawhide.com. Today is game six of the six-game series between the Fresno Grizzlies and the Visalia Rawhide. Visalia, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're 17-26. Meanwhile, the Fresno Grizzlies, they are the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. They are 25-18. Memorial Day weekend here at Chichansey Park. And yesterday, the Rawhide suffering their largest margin of defeat of the series. Final score yesterday's ball game, 6-3. We go through yesterday's ball game. The scoring didn't get started until the second inning. Visalia, the first team to get on the board in yesterday's ball game. They are now 8-9 whenever they score first. Visalia, a two-run second inning, two hits, two runs, including a two-run RBI from Modifi Marte. One inning later, the Fresno Grizzlies in the bottom of the third, they took their first lead of the night, and they never looked back after that point. An inning that featured three hits, four runs, one runner left on base, 4-2 at the end of three. The sixth inning, the Rawhide tried to counter, but a two-run seventh inning would put the game out of reach. Visalia has scored a combined five runs in the ninth inning. You wondered, with the Rawhide trailing by three, would they be able to do it last night? They wouldn't be able to, and ultimately end up dropping the game 6-3. It was Wilkin Paredes making his second appearance of the series, or the season, should say, and he falls to 0-2. Isaiah Coupe got the win. He's now 4-1. Meanwhile, Bryson Hammer received his third save of the year. Meanwhile, for today's ball game, lots to look forward to, including when we come back, we'll have a look at the starting pitchers. We'll also take a look at the California League standings and out-of-town scoreboard. Sunday afternoon at baseball here, and you're listening to it right here at visalarawhide.com. Grizzlies, Rawhide, coming up next.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month. Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get closer to first pitch on this Sunday afternoon. 1:05 is the scheduled first pitch time as we get ready for the national anthem. But let's go through the California League standings for the first time today. Today we'll start off first in the north, where the Modesto Nuts are 29-13. They've won 5 of 5 down south at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. They'll look to go for the series sweep later on this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Fresno Grizzlies, they're in second, 25-18. They're 4.5 games back. And then in third, the San Jose Giants with the identical record, 25-18. They're currently riding a three-game winning streak, and they're 4.5 games back. Lastly, in fourth, the Stockton Ports, they're 17-25, 12 games back from those Modesto Nuts. Meanwhile, down south is a tough day for Southern Division opponents. Yesterday, all four of them suffering losses, so zero movement happening in the California League standings. However, Rancho, 7 straight losses. They're 2 games ahead of the Lake Elsinore Storm at 22-20. Lake Elsinore, two games below 500. They're 20-22. Currently riding a three-game losing streak. Visalia, 17-26. They're 5.5 games back. And if the things go the way this series has, this week has gone, the Rawhide have a chance to make up some ground today, and especially going to next week when they host the Inland Empire 66ers. Lastly, in fourth, it's the 66ers are 15-28, currently on a one-game losing streak. They're 7.5 games back after yesterday's loss to the Stockton Ports. It's time to dive into the California League scoreboard for the first time today. Also go around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, where the Diamondbacks will be finishing up their series today against the Miami Marlins. So Lake Elsinore and San Jose, they're currently warming up as well. We'll get going at the same time as them. Meanwhile, a little bit of a later start today at 2 o'clock, Rancho and Modesto will go at it. And then lastly, in San Bernardino, there'll be the final start of the day at 2:05, first pitch between the Stockton Ports and the Inland Empire 66ers. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out in Hillsboro. They'll get started at the same time as us at 1:05. They'll be hosting the Vancouver Canadiens. In AA, Northwest Arkansas, they'll have a 4:05 local time first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. And then out in AAA, Oklahoma City and Reno already underway. That game is 2-0 with the Reno Aces on top of that ballgame. Lastly, in the majors, the Arizona Diamondbacks and Miami Marlins will finish up their weekend series today, with the Miami Marlins and D-backs getting started 5 minutes after us at 1:10. So lots to get look forward to on this Sunday afternoon. Meanwhile, for the starting pitchers for today's ballgame, it will be the left-handed pitcher, Adonis Perez. 1-1 with a 6.75 ERA. He's been the primary Sunday starter all year long for the Visalia Rawhide. Meanwhile, on the other side of the bump, it will be the right-handed pitcher, Jace Kaminska. He is 3-1 with a 1.26 ERA, the former Wichita State Shocker and Nebraska Cornhusker for game number 44 of 131 this season. Several ways to watch today's ballgame. You can watch it live on the MILB app along with the Bally Live app, and you can listen to the audio right here at VisaliaRawhide.com, where you can listen to home and road games all season long. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Visalia Rawhide, and you can follow us on Facebook at The Rawhide. 1:05 first pitch right here from Chichansey Park, 79 degrees and sunny once again, no clouds in the sky on this Sunday afternoon. Hope you enjoy the game. National Anthem getting ready to get underway, so when we come back, we'll have first pitch and starting lineups. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid, or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota. Let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Arrive at Chauncey Park on a beautiful Sunday afternoon in downtown Fresno, California. Game 6 of the 6-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Fresno Grizzlies. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. And it is Game 6 of the 6-game series between the single-A affiliate Visalia Rawhide, the affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Visalia 17-26 this year. Meanwhile, for the Fresno Grizzlies, they are 25-18. And with that, we dive into the starting lineups for the first time today, brought to you by Anthem. Christopher Torin will lead things off for Visalia. Yancel Luis will bat at the number two spot. Junior Franco will be the left fielder batting third. Kenny Castillo will be the catcher batting fourth. Ruben Santana, the Rawhide third baseman, will bat fifth. Anderson Rojas, the Rawhide center fielder, will bat sixth. Angel Ortiz will patrol right field and bat seventh. Jackson Feltner will bat eighth for the Hyde, playing first. And then lastly, the second baseman, Cole Roberts, will round things off, batting at the number nine spot. Christopher Torin will get ready to step into the batter's box, and with that, we'll be about set to go on this Sunday afternoon, final Sunday road trip here in the month of May. Pitch on the way, and it's in there for a strike, 0-1, and we're officially underway here at Chauncey Park in Fresno. Deal on the way to Torin, and it misses upstairs for ball one. 1-1. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moy at 559-740-0311. First pitch officially 1:11 p.m., 79 degrees. Clear skies with winds blowing out to the southeast out of right field. Torin swings and misses. He'll strike out. That'll be the first out of the inning. And he'll bring up Yancel Luis to the plate. Yancel Luis will bat from the left side, facing off against the right-hander, Jace Kaminska. First pitch to Yancel. Misses upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Yancel Luis so far this season, 270, 12 RBIs, 44 hits. His numbers have been very impressive this year, and there's another one right there. Rips it through the left side of the infield for a base hit, and Yancel, a one-out single, will bring up Junior Franco to the plate. Yancel not wasting time in that at-bat. Sees a pitch he likes, sends it through the left side. Visalia this afternoon sporting the road gray tops for the fourth time in this series. Visalia print across the chest, Arizona Diamondbacks A. On the right shoulder, black matte helmets with the red striping along the side. Red belts for the Hyde on this Sunday afternoon. Count moves to 0-1 with no out, with one out. Kaminska gets set. His deal on the way. Fouled backwards once again for Junior Franco. The Rawhide outfielder batting 292, 13 RBIs and 28 hits. He is the Rawhide home run leader with three so far this year. Visalia, no home runs yet in this series. Pitch from Kaminska is on the way. Swung on and missed, and Junior Franco will strike out for the second out of the inning. Dimensions here at Chichansey Park, 335 to the right field pole, 324 out to left, 400 to dead center. The wall out in left, the tallest part of the barriers here at Chichansey Park. About an 8-foot tall wall. Pitch to Kenny Castillo in there for a strike, 0-1. Typical 6-foot, let's say 8-foot fencing. It's about 10 out in left. A couple extra advertisements up there on the top of the wall. Pitch to Kenny Castillo, swung on and missed, 0-2. First pitch of the, or first hit of the game was brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Moo! 0-2, a two-way for Kenny Castillo. Jace Kaminska looking to get out of the frame with only allowing one hit. Etienne Saluiz is put in motion. Kenny Castillo will swing and miss on the elevated fastball, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Three strikeouts from Jace Kaminska here in the top of the first inning, and Adonis Perez will make his way out to the mound for Visalia. 0-0, bottom one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back here to Fresno, California. Joe Gonzalez with you on this Sunday afternoon. And stepping out to the plate for the 25-18 Fresno Grizzlies will be Caleb Hobson. He'll lead things off here in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch on the way. Ground it to the left side. Young Christopher Terrine will field it. His toss to first will be wide. And it'll be a leadoff base runner for Caleb Hobson. Quick speed down the line. The throw would not have mattered either way. As Hobson reaches, and he'll bring up Aiden Longwell to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at gusbodyshopvisalia.com. So on just one pitch, runner on first. Donnie's Perez's pitch. Inside, ball 2-2-0. Batting order for the Fresno Grizzlies. Caleb Hobson will lead things off. Aiden Longwell will bat at the number two spot. Braylon Wimmer will bat third. Andy Perez, the shortstop, will bat cleanup for the Fresno Grizzlies. 2-0 pitch on the way. Grounded to the right side. Back-to-back hits. Rounding second base. Hobson's going to go over to third. Here comes a throw from Angel Ortiz. It'll be cut off by Christopher Torin. Runners on the corners in just four pitches in this ballgame. That'll bring Braylon Wimmer to the plate. Rest of his lineup, Andy Perez, 4. Jason Hinchman, 5. G.J. Hill will bat 6. E.J. Andrews Jr., the former Fresno State Bulldog, will bat 7th. Ben McCabe, the catcher, will bat 8th. And then lastly, batting 9th, will be the second baseman, Tevin Tucker. Well, for the Rawhide defense, Adonis Perez on the mound for the Hyde. Kenny Castillo will return behind home plate. Adrian DeLeon got the start in yesterday's ballgame. Jackson Feltner will be over at first. Cole Roberts will man second base, and his counterpart up the middle will be Christopher Torin playing short. A pitch to Braylon Wimmer misses upstairs for ball 1-1 and 0. Ruben Santana will play third. Junior Franco will play left. Drew Jones will get his lone off day of the week, with Anderson Rojas replacing him out in center. 1-0 pitch outside, and therefore a strike 1-1. Angel Ortiz will play right, and Yancel Luis will get a day off from the field. He'll bat DH. One ball, one strike, no outs. Upcoming pitch from Adonis Perez, and it is upstairs for ball 2. Anthem would like to remind you that Live Health Online lets you visit a doctor through a video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Live Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem MedCal members. 2-1 with no outs. Perez, a pickoff attempt over to first. No tag applied by Jackson Feltner. Talked about the Rawhide uniform combinations. They'll return to the red caps on this Sunday afternoon. The red caps with the lasso R in the front. And this one's driven out to right center field. Going back towards the warning track is Angel Ortiz. He'll make the grab with 3 feet to spare, but it'll be a sack fly from Braylon Wimmer. Caleb Hobson will come in to score. It's 1-0 Fresno in the bottom of the first inning. One of the deeper parts of this yard. An easy way to score in a run. And it'll bring up Andy Perez to the plate for Fresno. Perez so far 5-for-19 in this series. One of 3 players in this lineup that have had a 5-hit series so far. Pitch on the way, and therefore a strike 0-1. Andy Perez so far this year batting 280, 26 RBIs and 46 hits. Oh, and one pitch. Grounded to the left side. Third hit of the inning. It sneaks past Ruben Santana. And Fresno will hold up at first and second. One away. Three singles in the frame, and Andy Perez has been one of the more dominant batters on this team. And he'll now bring up Jason Hinchman to the plate. Jason Hinchman batting 299, 15 RBIs, 26 hits. First pitch swinging 0-1. Rawhide recorded 1 hit in the top half of the first inning. It was Yancel Luis. Hinchman's 0-1 pitch. And it's a little bit inside for ball. First strike 1, umpire says late. Rawhide team and Grizzlies team mid-pack when it comes to offense. Fresno batting 237. It's 5th in the league. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they're batting 233rd. That's 6th. Pitch on the way, right up the middle. Torin with the save. Throw down to first in time. What a double play to get out of the inning. Christopher Torin, he's shown off the leather multiple times this week. But he does it right there, fully extended, the toss to second in time, and an inning-ending double play for Jason Hinchman. And it will be Adonis Perez just allowing 1 hit here in the frame. 3 hits, 1 run, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. Right at the top of the second inning, Fresno 1, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the second inning, where it'll be Ruben Santana to lead things off for the Rawhide. I'll dive into Jace Kaminska's numbers right now. This pitch misses outside for ball 2-2-0. So far here in 2024, he's 3-1. With a 1.26 ERA, his eighth start of the year. Santana with a drive into that one. It'll likely stay in the ballpark. It will, about 2 feet in front of the warning track. Makes the grab is a center fielder, Caleb Hobson. It's an F8 for Ruben Santana to begin the frame. 35 2/3 innings so far this year for Kaminska. He's given up just 5 earned runs this year. And he struck out 39 batters compared to 7 walks. And really throughout his high-level playing days, he's not been a pitcher who's walked very many guys. Pitch moves to 0-1 on the inside slider. This time swung on and missed for Anderson Rojas. The count is 0-2. Last time he was in action on May 19th, last Sunday against Stockton, a ball game where he ended up receiving the win after going 6 innings of work, striking out 5 batters and walking 1. The 2-pitch swung on and missed, strike 3. Fourth strikeout of the ballgame here for Kaminska, and there's 2 away. Last 3 outings for Kaminska, 6 innings of work. Just one time this year has he not gone 4 innings. It was back on April 16th in a ballgame where he went 3 2/3, struck out 4 batters, walked none. Angel Ortiz will face off against Kaminska for the first time. His pitch misses outside for ball 1-0. And now Ortiz to the right side. It will be fielded by the second baseman, Tucker. His throw to first. It's low, but it's scooped out by the first baseman, Aiden Longwell, and the Rawhide are retired in order. 3 up, 3 down. Bottom 2 we go in Fresno. The Grizzlies lead over the Rawhide 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visalierawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962. And meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold.
Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the second inning. G.J. Hill will lead things off. It'll be G.J. Hill, E.J. Andrews Jr., Ben McCabe. That is 6, 7, and 8 for the Grizz. And that pitch is fouled off to the right side, 0-1. Rawhide will return back home tomorrow. They'll go back home tonight, but they'll be in action on Tuesday night at 6:30. When the Inland Empire 66ers arrived at Valley Strong Ballpark for the second time this year, the Rawhide and 66ers, that's the most dominant series so far, the only team that they've picked up a series win against. Against Inland Empire this year, the Rawhide are 8-1, including 5-1 at home. And that pitch is fouled off to the right side, 1-2. That'll be a good time to pick up the winning streak if you're Visalia. Their last winning streak, April 25th or the 28th, when the 66ers were in town. 1-2 pitch on the way, inside, ball two. So we talked a little bit about Jace Kaminska's numbers. In that top of the second, let's talk about Adonis Perez's numbers here in 2024. 2-2, no outs, his pitch. Slider outside, ball three, 3-2. Adonis Perez, 6'3", 185, the left-hander from La Romana, Dominican Republic, a 20-year-old free agent signing on July 2022. A three-pitch arsenal, the sinker, slider, and changeup combination. 3-2 pitch on the way, and that one's ripped into left field. Racing backwards is Junior Franco, and he'll look up, and that ball is gone. Solo home run from the former Rawhide G.J. Hill, and it's now 2-0 in the bottom of the second inning. As soon as it left the bat, it looked like he had enough to get out of the yard, and that's exactly what it does. So the Rawhide now find themselves trailing by 2. Here in the bottom of the second inning. So E.J. Andrews Jr. will step up to the plate. Second home run of the year for Glenn Allen Jr. The game looking a little different than what we're typically used to for Adonis Perez. 1-3 this year with 3.44 ERA. He gives up his fourth home run of the year. He's pitched in 34 innings this season already. When in last year in 2023, he pitched in 39 2/3. Inside pitch to E.J. Andrews. Does he go around? He does not. It's 2-1. Already a career high when it comes to strikeouts from Adonis Perez. 33 punch-outs. 2-1 pitch on the way, and it misses inside as well for ball three, 3-1. In the month of May, Adonis Perez 0-2 with a 2.04 ERA through 17 2/3 innings. Pitch fouled backwards, count will move full, 3-2. Numbers on the road have been a little worse than when he's been at home. Payoff pitch on the way. Inside. Does he go around? He does not. So E.J. Andrews will draw a walk on the second batter of the inning. First walk of the ball game. Second straight inning where the first two batters reach. If you're tired of high electric bills, turn to the team at JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So with no outs, the pitch fouled backwards 0-1. There's a frame in the bottom of the first that could have been a lot worse than it actually was. Christopher Terrain, a two-run saving double play grab at shortstop. 0-1 with no outs. Perez holds at the chest. His deal on the way. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-2. Eighth batter of the inning now, Ben McCabe, the former UCF Knight. Already four hits from this Fresno squad, with one coming in this inning. 0-2, the pitch in the dirt, ball one, 1-2. Ben McCabe so far this year batting .213, two RBIs and 16 hits. Donnie's Perez, we get ready for the pitch. Pickoff attempt at first. No tag applied by Jackson Fellner, but he will retrieve the ball anyways. Home plate umpire for today's ball game, Jeremy Rada. The base umpire, Alan Bryant. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Pitch from Perez inside, and it's going to hit him. And Ben McCabe now, three straight batters to reach to begin this inning. Now bringing up Tevin Tucker to the plate. Pitching coach Tyler Mark at the edge of the doorstep, and he'll make his way out for the first time today. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So you look at the first inning, three hits, only one run. However, there was a sack fly from Braylon Wimmer. Then here in inning number two, a solo home run on a no-doubter from G.J. Hill. And then E.J. Andrews Jr. walked. And then Ben McCabe, he was just hit by a pitch. So Visalia in a little bit of trouble right now with Tevin Tucker stepping up to the plate. Last outing from Adonis Perez last Sunday, May 19th, against Lake Elsinore. A ballgame where he went six innings of work, gave up three runs on two hits. Perez's pause. The deal on the way, and that one's popped up to the right side. Will it stay in play? It will not. It ends up getting fouled off into the row just above the dugout. And it's a Porta Subs foul ball, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Donnie's Perez made his professional debut earlier this season on April 7th against Inland Empire. 0-1 the count. Pitch fouled off to the left side, 0-2. Adonis in his eighth game of the year, seventh start. His only non-start was April 16th against Lake Elsinore, a bowl game where he went three innings of work. 0-2 pitch on the way, fouled backwards. Tevin Tucker looking to make it four straight batters to reach to begin this second inning. In the last four outings for Adonis Perez, he's got a minimum of five innings of work. No balls, two strikes, no outs. The pitch on the way, grounded to the left side. Santana with the grab. Throw to second for one. The only play he's going to have is a force out at second. But the second really nice grab on that left side of the infield. And there's one down. So Ben McCabe out at second. And E.J. Andrews Jr. will advance over to third base. A couple arms getting ready in the Rawhide pen. Sam Knowlton is one of those guys. Aiden Dirk as well. With One down, Adonis Perez's first pitch on the way. His deal grounded to the left side, foul, 0-1. Big day in college baseball. It's the final day of the conference tournaments wrapping up today. Coming pitch on the way. Lifted into center field, Anderson Rojas. A lot of room to cover. He'll give way to Angel Ortiz. He'll make the grab. And another run will come home to score. It'll be E.J. Andrews. So second sack fly of the day. First one for Caleb Hobson. And it's now a 3-0 ball game in the bottom of the second inning. Tevin Tucker will stay in place over at first. And here comes Aiden Longwell to the plate. First pitch on the way. Misses outside. Throw to second in time. A good throw by Kenny Castillo. And he throws out Tevin Tucker to end the second inning. Visalia Trails, Fresno 3-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
No. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's
making it happen. Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the third inning where it'll be Jackson Feltner to lead things off for the Hyde. First pitch on the way, and it's a little bit upstairs for ball two, two and one. Jackson Feltner, Cole Roberts, Christopher Torin. Pitch fouled backwards into the mitt for strike number one. Let's talk a little bit more about this starting pitcher. Jace Kaminska mentioned spent some time with the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Wichita State Shockers. His more impressive years, or his 2 years at Wichita State, 3-1 pitch, swung on and missed, 3-2. Last year in 2023 with Nebraska, he was 7-3 with a 4.13 ERA, struck out 57 batters, only walked 15. Feltner uses his batter's timeout, stepping out of the batter's box. However, best year in terms of wins and ERA, his freshman year with Wichita State, Feltner pops it up to the right side, up and out of play. The year where he's 8-1 with a 2.32 ERA. However, 1 year removed after that year for wins and ERA. He appeared in 15 games in 2022. Pitched a career-high 78 in two-thirds innings. Line drive over to second base, leaping up is Tevin Tucker to make the grab, one away. as I was mentioning, 15 games, 78 and two-thirds, a career-high 86 strikeouts during that season. Talking about last half inning, about the round of 64, getting all set up around college baseball. Both Kaminska's teams were playing in the championship Sunday, with the Nebraska Cornhuskers winning the Big Ten. Meanwhile, the Wichita State Shockers falling short in the American Athletic Conference Championship game 11-10 to the Tulane Green Wave. Cole Roberts struck out looking, top outside corner, and it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. High-scoring affair out of the American Athletic Conference. In the bottom of the ninth, a tied ball game, 10-10, and a walk-off, no-doubt home run to left center field punches the ticket for Tulane. Green fouls that one backwards. Other schools punching their tickets today. The Duke Blue Devils about an hour ago. LIU winning the NEC conference tournament. And Terrain to left side. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Landed right on the third base chalk. Terrain will go over to second base. Will he hold up there? He will, on a light jog. Unless the ball may have gotten stuck underneath the padding. Open bullpen here at Chancy Park. So they call the ball dead. And Terrain will be at second base for his first hit of the afternoon. Going to bring up Yancel Luis to the plate. Yancel so far in his last at-bat, he had a single of his own. Pitch on the way, and it misses upstairs for a ball, 1-0. It's all the finals right now for the conference championship. Stetson as well, the Hatters, A-Sun baseball champions. Ninth time in program history that Stetson wins. They beat Kennesaw State, final score 5-3. And then as of probably the most recent one, out in the Coastal Athletic Association, UNCW, back-to-back champions out there. 1-1 to the right side. A bad bounce. It's going to sneak on through. Doreen's going to be waved home, and he will score easily. And the Rawhide now trail this ball game 3-1. It's a fairly routine ground ball over to first baseman Aiden Longwell. And the ball jumps off the ramp and sneaks into outfield for the second Yancel Luis single of the day. Junior Franco now will step up to the plate, batting 289. The worst year for Junior Franco in terms of hitting, last year, 2023, where he was batting 229 during his mix between Hillsborough and Visalia. Pop backing up out of play, and the count will move to 0-1. Franco right now batting around 289. Talked about his year last year. Below usual. His best year, in fact, was his 2021 year in the Arizona Complex League, where he was batting 304. Franco back to the wall. I will see in front of the warning track the grab made by the left fielder G.J. Hill, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Rawhide get on the board for the first time tonight thanks to a Yancel Luis RBI single. And we head to the bottom of the third. Grizzlies 3, Rawhide 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on myclarawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-in vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Welcome back to Fresno. First pitch swing, first pitch up the middle. Aiden Longwell with a leadoff single, his second hit of the afternoon. Brings that Braylon Wimmer to the plate. Braylon Wimmer last time out, a sack fly into right field. Face off against Adonis Perez for the second time today. They'll swing and foul that one off to the left side, 0-1. So we talked about the Men's College World Series. What about the Super Regionals currently going on today in the in softball? Four games on today with one of them already concluding. Baylor in Florida taking place in game three of the three-game series out in Gainesville. Tennessee and Alabama just got started about 50 minutes ago. Missouri and Duke later this evening on ESPNU. Probably the one I'm most excited about, Texas A&M versus Texas. That one will get started at 4:30. Pitch on the way, bounced in for ball one, 1-2. And lastly, the final game of the night, Stanford and LSU. The Cardinal will get things going at 7:30. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Adonis Perez glanced at first before his pitch. Swung on and missed, and it's his first strikeout of the ball game. And it's a strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-3636. Andy Perez will step up to the plate. Stanford representing the Pac-12, who completed their final game for a conference that was over 100 years old. Final conference tournament game was yesterday. Arizona walking it off against USC. Kind of a bittersweet ending. Like the way that it ended, the way that college sports have gone now, it's a tough sight to see with the Pac-12 going away. You look at schools like Cal and USC, schools playing now in the ACC. I mean, you look at a school like SMU, who will now be in the ACC. Not a whole lot of sense that it makes, but that's the new landscape of college sports. 1-1 pitch on the way. Andy Perez lifts that one into left. Junior Franco will be underneath it, and there's two away. Jason Hinchman will step up to the plate. SEC getting new schools with Texas and Oklahoma joining this upcoming year. The Big Ten adding schools as well. Interesting next couple years coming out. Pitch on the way, misses outside for ball one. 1-0. Look at the new bill that was passed lately saying that colleges can outpay their athletes. 1-0 pitch on the way, outside ball two, 2-0. It all started off with NIL. NIL has grown so much that I see some players deciding to stay in college longer because they'll get paid more playing the sport that they play rather than going pro. Specifically, you look at some of those big-time college basketball players and football players that are having that happen. NIL also changing things with the new release of EA Sports College Football here in 2025, coming out on July 19th, I believe is the date on that. Lots of interesting things happening at the collegiate level. That pitch from Adonis Perez in there for a strike 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Pitch on the way here to Jason Hinchman. His deal, half swing, does he go around? He does, and the inning will come to conclusion. A two-strikeout frame from Adonis Perez, and he's through three innings of work here at Chichancy Park. One hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. Top four we go in Fresno. The Grizzlies lead over the Rawhide 3-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the fourth inning. And today is the 18th birthday for Parker T. Bear. Celebrating his birthday here at the ballpark. And he had a couple of local friends come out to the ballpark, including our very own Tipper T. Bull. Here at Chansey Park, Tipper making the 40-minute trip up the road to celebrate his California League partner's birthday. 18 years, wow, for Parker. Pitch on the way to Kenny Castillo, misses upstairs for ball one. It'll be Kenny Castillo, Ruben Santana, Anderson Rojas. Tipper a little bit younger. His birthday was celebrated just a couple weeks ago. This ball's dropped into center field for a base hit. Third Rawhide hit of the ballgame. And Kenny Castillo's first hit of the day. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they are about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at Gus's Body Shop, Visalia.com. Ruben Santana will step up to the plate for Visalia. And that pitch is popped up to the right side, up and out of play. Didn't go through the defense so far in this ballgame, so here in the fourth we'll go through. The catcher, Ben McCabe, Aiden Longwell will be over at first base. Tevin Tucker is at second. Andy Perez will be at short. Braylon Wimmer will be the third baseman, and then G.J. Hill in left, Caleb Hobson in center, E.J. Andrews Jr. in right. Ruben Santana takes that one on the inside. And it moves to 1-1. So it's Parker's birthday, but it's also another birthday, and it's a Rawhide player, Christopher Torrini. He turns 19 years old today. 1-1 pitch popped up to the right side. Charging in will be the right fielder, Andrews Jr. He'll be there for the grab, one down. So very happy birthday to Christopher Torrini. So far on his birthday, he's 1-4-2. So Anderson Ross, we get ready to dig in against the right-hander Jace Kaminska. Uniform combinations for the Fresno Grizzlies, second time this series that they've worn this black top with the gold numbers in the front and the gold F on the front left shoulder. The Grizzlies gold logo on the front of that black cap. Gold, bright gold numbers in the back with the light cream pants with black trim along the side, black belt, and black socks. A lot more easier to read the numbers tonight than what the Grizzlies wore yesterday, that Fresno City-inspired jersey. It had the city skyline in the back. Cool jersey when you're up close, but as a broadcaster, a little bit more difficult to see when you're up here. Up the middle for Anderson Rojas, his first hit of the ballgame. And two hits now on the inning, and it brings up Angel Ortiz as a go-ahead run. A base hit brought to you by Gus's Body Shop. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. So Angel Ortiz so far in this ballgame, 0-for-1. They ground out over to second back in the second inning. Kaminska looking to go four shutdown innings here in the top of the fourth. One down, Ortiz will dig in. Kenny Castillo, Anderson Rojas, both with their lone hits in this inning. Pitch Ortiz through the right side for a base hit. Rounding third base, Castillo will be held up there, and the bases will now be loaded for Visalia, bringing up Jackson Feltner to the plate. So Jackson Feltner, who's been hitless in his last four games, will step up to the plate to tie up this ball game. A big RBI opportunity right here, and now will be the pitching coach, Rolando Garza, out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. Now home plate umpire Jeremy Rada will make his way out to the mound to break up this little meeting. So Kenny Castillo led things off. Two batters later, Anderson Rojas with a single. And now Angel Ortiz rips it through the right side. And Jackson Feltner will look to get his first hit in five games. One down, Felt batting at 188 this year. His pitch on the outside corner, 0-1. Bases filled with Hyde. The 0-1 pitch on the way, fouled directly backwards, 1-1. Feltner this year against right-handed pitching. He's batting 238, including 9 RBIs. He'll look for 10 right here. Cole Roberts up on deck. Swing and a miss. And a strikeout for Jackson Feltner. There's two away. So you look at yesterday's ball game with runners in scoring position. Visalia 2-for-4 the night before with runners in scoring position. Visalia was 2-for-10. This year they have significantly struggled with these opportunities, and it really seems as of late the Rawhide just can't seem to capitalize. Cole Roberts with bases loaded. He's batting 186 with 6 RBIs. And Cole, he's the batter's timeout. He'll step out of the box. Last time out, Cole Roberts caught looking for the second out of the third. By slider in there for a strike, 0-1. Kaminska, during his time in college, 2021 was a big year. AAC Newcomer of the Year, also All-Conference First Team honoree in the American Athletic Conference. This one grounded to the left side, scooped up by the shortstop Perez. He'll underhand toss to Tevin Tucker. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Kaminska working out of a bases-loaded jam. Three hits, no runs, no errors, three runners left on base. Bottom four we go in Fresno, and the Grizzlies lead over the Rawhide 3-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visalarawhide.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Welcome back to Chancey Park. Joe Gonzalez with you here as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Sun completely out. A little bit breezy. I see that the window coming down here inside the press box. One ball and one strike. Foul off to the left side, 1-2. Adonis Perez remains on the mound for Visalia here in the bottom of the fourth. Not one of his best outings of the year, but enough to keep him in the ballgame right here. 1-2 pitch in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. G.J. Hill, E.J. Andrews Jr., Ben McCabe. Last time these three were in line to bat to begin an inning, it was a solo home run, a walk, and a hit by pitch. G.J. just his second home run of the year in his last at-bat. Pitch on the way. Hard hit to the right side. It drops in for a base hit. Second hit of the day for G.J. Hill. And it brings up E.J. Andrews Jr. to the plate. So E.J. Andrews Jr., 4-for-15 in the series. And currently riding a three-game hitting streak, the former Fresno State Bulldog. We'll look to attack on a few more runs. That pitch outside for ball one, 1-0. Pickoff attempt by Kenny Castillo back over to first. Tag a little bit too late from Jackson Feltner. EJ in yesterday's ball game, 1-for-4 with a single and two strikeouts. 1-0 pitch on the way. Popped up to the right side, fouling out of play. 0-1, the count for Adonis Perez. And that one swung on a miss. Count should say 1-2. DJ spending time at Fresno State back in 2021 before being drafted by the Colorado Rockies. 1-2 pitch on the way, outside ball two. Gonna look to get aboard for the second time today. Trying to go on a four-game hitting streak. His pitch, a little bit low, ball three, 3-2. Ben McCabe waiting on deck, the former UCF Knight. Three and two, no outs. Pitch from Adonis Perez, and it's a little bit low for ball four. First two batters reach for the third time today. We'll bring up Ben McCabe to the plate. They talked about a former UCF Knight. Let's get to know McCabe a little bit more. The Collegiate Baseball All-American second team in 2023, and out of D1 Baseball's top 50 catchers in all of Division I baseball in 2023, he was ranked as high as number 5 at one point in the year. D1 Baseball, the primary coverage of Division I baseball. Bunt shown, it's a good one. Ruben Santana will scoop it up. Quick toss to first in time. One down, and will advance both runners into scoring position. As good of a bunt as you're going to get right there, and it brings up Tevin Tucker to the plate. So it goes down as a sack bunt. And now you have G.J. Hill at third, E.J. Andrews at second, and Tevin Tucker at the plate, a former West Virginia Mountaineer who was signed as an undrafted free agent after the conclusion of the 2023 redshirt senior year. 1-0 pitch, got fouled backwards, 1-1. Tucker in 2021 did not play due to a season-ending injury. 2022 was his redshirt sophomore year and then redshirt senior in 2023. All Big 12 honorable mention last spring, including starting all 60 games for the Mountaineers at shortstop. Swing and a miss for Tucker, and the count moves to 1-2. Caleb Hobson awaits on deck. That's the top of the Fresno order. One, two pitch with one away. Hard hit shot to left field, and it is fair. One run will come home. Here comes the second as well. It's Hill, it's Andrews, and it's a two-run RBI double from Tevin Tucker. It's now 5-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Caleb Hobson will step up to the plate after the two-run RBI. And Fresno turning this ball game into what Tuesday afternoon felt like. Pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Caleb Hobson so far in this ball game, 1-for-1 with a single. He also had a sack fly back in the second. Pitch on the way to Hobson, and that one misses high and outside for a ball, 1-1. Well, I do have an arm warming up in the pen at the moment. It appears to be the southpaw number 9, Carlos Ray. Pitch fouled backwards, 1-2. shortest inning so far from Adonis Perez was the third inning. That was a single and then three straight retirements. But since then, it has been five batter minimums so far in this ballgame. One and two with one away. The pitch and the deal fouled off once again. And one thing that Fresno just has seemed to do so much in this ballgame already, continue to foul off pitches, not making it easy for Perez to sit them down. Adonis just one strikeout today. His pitch, it's inside for a ball, and the count moves to 2-2. Fewest strikeouts Adonis has had this season, two punchouts on April 16th in a ballgame where he went three innings of work. Two strikeouts. His most, however, he struck out seven batters twice this year. And now this ball into left field. Junior Franco races backwards. He'll be there for the grab. So 2-0 on Abraham Aiden Longwell to the plate. When you look at the road, however, Adonis has one more strikeout away from Valley Strong Ballpark than he does at home. But that will officially be the end of his ball game as manager D. Garner will make his way out to the mound. So we'll have a pitching change here from Chichansey Park midway through the fourth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cahuilla Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Carlos Rey, the new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia. Pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. See you later, Rescom, and bye-bye, Bugs. So Carlos Rey inherits a runner over at second base that will be responsible for Adonis Perez. Adonis, not a typical outing we're used to him performing in. Sixth batter of the inning with 2-0. 2-0 is the count from Carlos Rey. And his pitch misses outside for ball 3-0. Carlos Rey, one of multiple Rawhide players with their card in MLB The Show's Diamond Dynasty. Carlos Rey, Caden Grice. Maybe the only two players right now that don't have one is Jeremiah Boyd, one of those players. He's talking about it during BP the other day. But he'll get his soon. 3-1. Roman Angelo However, he was a player that was also complaining. Jeremiah Boyd was talking about him. The current Rawhide now turned Hillsboro hop. Not getting his card in the show. A little displeased with that. 3-1 pitch to the right side. That one's in for base hit. Rounding third base, here comes Tevin Tucker. He'll be waved home. It'll be cut off by Jackson Feldner. And the score is now 6-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. First RBI of the afternoon, and it's RBI number 24 of the season for Longwell. His third hit of the day. Bring up Braylon Wimmer to the plate. So far in this ball game, 0-1. Only him and Jason Hinchman are the only two players that have not stepped on first base in this ball game. Pitch goes in there for ball one, 1-0. Braylon Wimmer spent his college playing days out at South Carolina. Brooks Wallace Award watchlist player. Given to the best shortstop in the country. Originally drafted by the Phillies back in 2022. As an 18th round draft pick, he decided to stay in college and play for the Gamecocks for one final year. Eventually he would get drafted by the Rockies in the 8th round of last summer's draft. A lot more plays with that, and now here he is in Fresno. 2-0 pitch on the way, outside corner, strike number one. Braylon Wimmer led the Gamecocks last year with 13 stolen bags on 14 attempts. The Grizzlies team, who not one of the more aggressive stolen base teams in the Cat League, 44 stolen bags. That's just four more than the Rawhide, who are in sixth. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Braylon Wimmer, 5 hits in the series. The only other player with that many hits, Andy Perez, who waits on deck. And that pitch fouled off to the right side, 2-2. Ball goes up in the stands, and it's a Porta Subs foul ball. Your neighborhood sandwich shop celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Pitch on the way from Carlos Ray, misses outside for ball three. And Kenny Castillo quickly goes up, tosses to first, but it's not in time. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Carlos Ray looking to get through the inning right here. Payoff pitch to Braylon Wimmer, popped up in his center. Anderson Rojas circles around first before he decides to get underneath it and make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Another three-run frame here in the series is the most runs that they've scored in an inning here this afternoon. It goes three hits, three runs, no errors, and a runner left over on first base. Fresno leads this ball game 6-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLA@rawhide.com.
Keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road, fewer fill-ups, and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. or Lisa Campbell for just $3.79 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting.
The birthday boy Parker winning a game of musical chairs against Tipper during the break. And here's the other birthday boy, Christopher Torin, the 19-year-old now, we can say. Takes the first pitch on the way. In there for a strike. Second pitch misses outside for ball number one. Substitution made, Luis Mendez will now replace Tevin Tucker over at second base. We move into the top of the fifth inning. So one ball and two strikes here to Christopher Torin. Peeled on to first, and Torin does not go around. Rawhide, their biggest opportunity of the ball game last inning, back in the fourth. Three hits, no runs, however. Ended up stranding all three runners at base. A strikeout from Jackson Feltner and a ground out from Cole Roberts ended the frame. Payoff pitch on the way, fouled directly backwards. And the count will remain full. Talked about the Rawhide being on the road this upcoming, or being back home. The Fresno Grizzlies will be the team on the road for the next 2 weeks, including a game tomorrow evening at 5 p.m., a unusual Monday game, really. The only time you see that is during the 4th of July, but it's for Memorial Day. Memorial Day baseball, the only two teams that will play on Monday. And then they'll have Tuesday off before finishing up the series in San Jose Wednesday through Sunday. Torin draws a leadoff walk, and it brings up Yancel Luis to the plate. First pitch of the at-bat on the way in there for a strike, 0-1. So they'll go up to Excite Ballpark, and then they'll stay up there to take on the Modesto Nuts before turning back home for a two-week homestand that will begin against Rancho. One ball, one strike, no outs. Kaminska glances over at first base. The deal swung on and missed, 1-2. Yancel Luis so far in this ball game, 2-for-2, both of those singles, including an RBI base hit back in the third. One and two, no outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Pitch on the way, and it misses upstairs as well. Ball two, 2-2. Rawhide will host Inland Empire this upcoming week on Tuesday at 6:30 before returning back on the road against Rancho to begin the month of June. Into center field, will drop in for a base hit. Yancel Luis will round second base. He's going for three. Torin will come home to score. The ball is cut off, and it is a triple from Yancel Luis. A good run by Caleb Hobson out in center, but unable to get there in time, and Yancel Luis takes Torin off the base paths, and it's now a 6-2 ball game. Luis's third triple of the year, and now brings up Junior Franco to the plate. He swings and misses 0-1. Junior Franco up the middle. This will score Yancel Luis from third. He'll ground into one down. And the bases are now empty with Yancel Luis coming in to score. Kenny Castillo will step up to the plate for Visalia. Pitch on the way, and therefore strike 0-1. Giants. Deal, they're swinging a miss for Kenny Castillo, 0-2. Kenny so far in this ball game 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. His single was one of those three hits back in the fourth inning, and he'll use his batter's timeout to regrip the batting gloves and step back in. Castillo up to the right side. We'll see if it stays in the yard. It will not. Bounce atop the netting on the right field side. And the count is now 0-2. Kenny Castillo, three hits in his last four games. However, in the month of May, it's been a lot more different than the first 30 days of the year. Kenny Castillo batting 200 in the month of May. Meanwhile, in the month of April, Kenny Castillo was batting 327. Doesn't take away that the Rawhide catching core is one of the best offensive teams in the state. 1-2, does Castillo go around? He does. And he'll strike out for the second out of the inning. And I'll bring up Ruben Santana to the plate. Ruben Santana so far in the series, 3-for-16. However, 1-for-4 in yesterday's ball game. Santana in yesterday's game, a single and a strikeout. Pitch on the outside corner, 0-1. Visalia scored one here in the third, two in the sixth. Or in the fifth, should say. And Urban Santana takes down on the outside corner, 0-1. Anderson Rojas awaits on deck for Visalia. That pitch swung on and missed. And a strikeout to end the frame. A triple from Yancel Luis cuts the lead in half, 6-3. He scores Christopher Terrain from first base, and we're halfway through here at Chichansey Park. Fresno 6, Visalia 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cowea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com. Watchman.
Welcome back to Fresno. We move to the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be Andy Perez, Jason Hinchman, G.J. Hill due up. New Rawhide pitcher in the ballgame will be Rio Britton, the Sacramento kid from NC State. And this pitching change is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to Rescom, and bye-bye bugs. So Carlos Ray comes in, faces two batters, and basically just gets through Adonis Perez's inning. A And I would likely think that manager D. Garner would like to see 2-3 innings max out of Rio Britton on a ground ball from Perez on a 4-3 ground out. So with one down, it'll be Jason Hinchman stepping up to the plate. Bottom of the fifth, we'll dive into the California League scoreboard for the first time today. And that one is fouled off to the right side, 0-1. Where will we start off first today in the great state of California? We'll start off first in Lake Elsinore, pitch fouled backwards, 0-2. So in Lake Elsinore, the Storm currently leads San Jose 2-1. That game heading into the bottom of the fifth inning. And then out in Rancho, Modesto leads 3-0. As we mentioned in our pregame coverage, Modesto looking to get the series sweep against Rancho. They've won the first five games, and the Quakes looking to avoid falling eight straight games. They're currently riding the longest losing streak in all of the California League, active or past. And the count is out 2-2 with one away. Two balls, two strikes from Rio Britton. His pitch on the way. Inside, ball three, 3-2. Lastly, out in San Bernardino, the Stockton Ports lead over the 66ers 1-0 out at San Manuel Stadium. For the Rawhide, you just hope that Lake Elsinore finds a way to slip up in that game and Rancho loses their eighth straight loss. But I guess really doesn't do you much good if you can't find a way to pull out a win. They currently trail to the Grizzlies 6-3. The count is full, three balls and two strikes with one away to Jason Hinchman. His pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Rio Britton's first strikeout of the ball game and the third Rawhide strikeout. Oh yeah, another Mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So two down and bringing up G.J. Hill to the plate. So far in this ball game, he's 2-for-2 with a solo home run and a run scored back in the fourth. Hill's pitch, foul tipped, 0-1. With two away. Hit to the foul right side, 0-2. Rio Britton looking to sit down the Grizzlies in order for the first time today. No balls, two strikes, two down. Rio Britton's deal, grounded to the left side. It's a slow roller. Ruben Santana will field it. Throw to first is low, but Jackson Feldner will make the grab, and the inning comes to a conclusion. Three up, three down, top six we go here in Fresno, California. Grizzlies lead over the Rawhide 6-3. Listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cahuilla Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road.
Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Sun is out, fans are out on a Memorial Weekend Sunday. Ground ball to the left side, a bunt from Rojas, and that one's going to get wide, and he'll hold up over at first base. Get a base runner whatever way you can. And Rojas has been working quite a bit on that bunt during BP as of lately. And I get another Rawhide hit here in the ball game, and that hit is brought to you by Gus's Auto Body Shop. Now somebody a little bit slow. It appears to be Aiden Longwell on that throw wide. Maybe he got his hand jammed up when Anderson Rojas was running towards first. Jace Kaminska working into his sixth inning of work. It's been a series so far where depth has been a major thing for the Fresno Grizzlies. Isaiah Cope yesterday, six innings of work. Jack Mahoney, six innings of work as well, two nights previous. And then the middle games of the series, Wednesday and Thursday, both seven innings of work. And now it appears that we will have another defensive substitution. So we've already seen Tevin Tucker replaced for Luis Mendez. Now I'll get the clarification here on the different subs right here. So Angel Ortiz will step up to the plate after the injury timeout concludes. We're going to have all sorts of different subs right here. Be a string of different substitutions. Got the whiteout ready to go. So Ortiz will get ready to step in. So that officially go I got a going to change. We'll get it once it's all cleared up here in just a moment. First pitch on the way. Miz upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Pitch on Angel Ortiz. One ball and one strike. So it appears that Luis Mendez will go over first. And G.J. Hill will go to second. Ortiz will pop it up to the right side. Count move to 1-2. Last time out on Angel Ortiz, ripped the ball through the right side of the infield. However, unable to capitalize. So Pedro Cruz will replace the first baseman, Aiden Longwell. He'll now bat second. Pitch upstairs. You want defensively. Coming in for Luis Mendez will be G.J. Hill. Pedro Cruz will go out to left. Pitch on the way. It's high. And sliding into second base safely will be Anderson Rojas, the team-leading 10th stolen bag of the year. Rawhide have a runner in scoring position. Lionel Ortiz, full count, no outs, runners on second. His pitch, outside corner, strike three called. It'll be the first out of the inning. Bring up Jackson Feldman to the plate. Feldner batting 186 this year. He'll ground this one to the left side, just foul. Oh, and one with one away. Rawhide have a runner in scoring position, trying to score on Anderson Rojas and make this a two-run ball game in the top of the sixth. Kaminska's pitch grounded to the shortstop side. Throw down to third, and it's going to get past. Anderson Rojas will come home to score. Jackson Feldner will go over to second off of the throwing error. And the Rawhide back within two. It's now 6-4. So trying to get the lead runner, they likely would have had Rojas had the ball not been dropped. And now we'll have him out as they hear his manager Steve Solis. We'll see enough from Jace Kaminska in this ball game. We'll come back with the official scoring decision when we return. We'll also have the new pitcher in the ball game. Visalia trails Fresno 6-4 here at the top of the sixth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-in vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the keys.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom or top of the sixth inning after the pitching change, and Cole Roberts will take that one in there for a strike. 0-1. New arm in the ballgame, the right-hander Brady Hill. He'll wear number 9 on the back of his jersey. He replaces number 35, Jace Kaminska. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Roberts. Outside, ball 1, 1-1. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. Pitch to Roberts, way out in front. No swing and a miss for strike number 2. Let's go through the stat line for today's starting pitcher. Kaminska, 5 1/3, 8 hits, 3 runs, 3 of those earned. 9 strikeouts, and Cole Roberts, a high chopper over to third. A glance to make sure Feldner is not going anywhere at second. And the throw to first in time, one away. Now bring up Christopher Torin to the plate. Let's talk about the numbers for Brady Hill here in 2024. He's 0-1 with a 1.17 ERA, making his 14th appearance of the year. He struck out 21 batters and walked 5. Terrain so far in this ball game, 1-for-2 with a double back in the third. Pitch misses outside for ball 1-1-0, and the Rawhide trying to avoid leaving a few more runners on base. They've already left 5 aboard in this ball game. Terrain pops it up into shallow center field. It will go just past the second base bag, where the second baseman will be there to make the grab. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Visalia attacks on another run, one hit, one run, one error, one runner left on base. And the Grizzlies lead over the Rawhide 6-4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle.
Landon Sims will be the new Rawhide pitcher in the ballgame. He'll come in to relieve Rio Britton, who sat down the side in order for the first time today. 3 up, 3 down. Rio Britton, 1 strikeout in that 6th inning. Back in that 5th, should say. And here in the 6th, it'll be Landon Sims on the mound for the Rawhide, the former College World Series champion back in 2022. Landon Sims, 6'2", 227, a 23-year-old right-hander from Lawrenceville, Georgia. Was drafted with the 34th pick in the 2022 MLB draft out of the competitive balance round A. 1-2 pitch on the way from Sims. In there for a strike. 1 down. Make that now 5 straight batters retired, and E.J. Andrews Jr. is the first retirement of the inning. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141, and it'll bring up the catcher Ben McCabe to the plate. We're talking about during McCabe's last at-bat, about his time as a collegiate baseball All-American second team, a top-ranked prospect according to D1 Baseball. But also his offense, he showed some pop during American Athletic Conference play. 63 runs, 19 home runs. That 19 home run campaign in 2023 popped up to the right side. Charging over to the right side is Angel Ortiz. He won't have enough room to make the play. Was the second most in a season by UCF Knight. And he also set the career program home run record with 49 home runs during his 3 years out of the American Athletic. So you look at him as a defensive catcher, yeah, but he's also got the offensive capabilities as well. Hasn't shown the home run pop yet this year, Still no home runs on the season. He does have two RBIs. But just batting 13 points above 200 at a 213. No balls, two strikes, one away. And that one popped up to the right side once again. Foul ball going up into the crowd, and lucky kid almost had it. Bounced off a seat in the upper deck. He went down to the lower bowl. He's not too happy about it. 0-2 pitch on the way. Bounced in for ball one. Bottom of the sixth inning. It's time to go into the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Landon Sims on the mound. Things have gone final out in AAA. The Reno Aces shut out the OKC Dodgers in game six of their six-game series. 1-2 pitch way outside for ball number two. Reno was out hit, 8-7. However, four errors from Oklahoma City lead to the shutout for Reno. Out in high A, the Hillsborough Hops, they currently trail the Vancouver Canadians 2-0 in the bottom of the seventh, and a former Rawhide catcher, Christian Serta, is up at the plate. 2-2 pitch on the way, upstairs and in, ball three, 3-2. Lastly, out in double-A, Amarillo and Arkansas will get going in about an hour and 10 minutes. First pitch scheduled for 4:05. Three balls, two strikes, one away. A pitch from Landon Sims fouled backwards. Great day for sports in general. NBA playoffs going on, NHL playoffs as well, the Indy 500, the Monaco Grand Prix. Baseball's in full effect. Great time to be a sports fan. French Open getting started. Popped up to the left side. We'll see who calls it off. It'll be the left fielder, Junior Franco, and he drops it. Wow. Christopher Turin retreated backwards like he wanted to make a play on it, but eventually he did let way to Junior Franco to catch that ball. I don't know if it was a lack of attention or what happened, but the ball is dropped, and it's an E7 against Franco, the first Rawhide error of the ball game. A Rawhide team who's noted as one of the best teams defensively in the league. You look at their fielding percentage of .971. They have the second fewest errors in the league. That pitches upstairs for a ball 1-0. But you look at this series so far for Visalia, it's been a series plagued by errors. Their only errorless ball game was Tuesday afternoon. And that ball game, they end up going on to win 7-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. It's Luis Mendez at the plate. As he came in to replace Tevin Tucker over at short. Landon Sims glances over at second. The pitch on the way. Popped into left field, dropping quickly. Junior Franco is there in time, however. And a fly out to left, two away. And we go back to the top of the order here for Caleb Hobson. So with two down, you got the runner at second, Ben McCabe, off of the E7. And you got Caleb Hobson at the plate. Pitch from Landon Sims. It's a breaker, fouled back to the right side, 0-1. Last time we saw Landon Sims was earlier this week on May 22nd. And a ball game where Sims went two innings of work, allowed two hits and one earned run. He did strike out three batters. 0-1 pitch once again, fouled backwards, and the count moves to 0-2. Hobson so far in this ball game, 1-for-2. He's got an RBI, a single, and a run. Sims looking to work out of this sixth inning right here and keep it a two-run ball game. In a ball game where Visalia scored 3 runs in the last 2 innings. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 down from the Rawhide right-hander from Georgia. His pitch on the way, outside ball 1, 1-2. Fourth arm used today by manager D. Gardner, and I would think that he would try to get some distance out of Landon Sims, at least to get him into the eighth inning. 1-2 pitch on the way, inside jam shot, fouled backwards. Both teams, 8 hits apiece, combining for 16 runs, 2 errors, 1 from each club. 1-2. Pitch on the way. Another slider trying to get Hobson to chase this one out of the zone. And instead, he's got good discipline right there, and the count moves to 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. The pitch in there for a strike, and it's a second strikeout of the inning from Landon Sims, and he's able to retire the side. 1 error from the left fielder, Junior Franco. However, Ben McCabe gets stranded over at second base, and we're through 6 here at Chancey Park. Fresno 6, Visalia 4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-in vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number 1.com.
There are only 3 things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the 7th inning. The Rawhide looking to get their first series tie of the year. And end this 3 straight series loss skid that dates back to the end of April, beginning of May against Stockton. Last series win for Visalia was against the Inland Empire 66ers, where they won 5-1. Pitch on the way, swung on, and foul tipped backwards, and the count moved to 1-2. Yancel Luis will lead things off. Luis, Franco, and Castillo. Yancel Luis so far in this ballgame, 3-for-3, including a triple in his last at-bat that barely got past the center fielder. This ball's popped off to the left side, 1-2. Yancel Luis so far this year, 44 hits entering the day. That pitch fouled off to the left side once again for the Rawhide switch hitter. But 44 hits for Yancel Luis. It's the seventh most in the California League. 10 doubles. That's tied for third most in the league. And you look at how he's been in the month of May, hitless in just four games this year. 11 multi-hit games here in the month of May. Yancel Luis takes that one inside. Ball two, two balls and two strikes. Rawhide batter who specifically has batted really well at the leadoff spot. However, Christopher Torin getting that job today. Into right field, back towards the wall, and that ball is gone. See you later. A solo home run from Yancel Luis. It's his second home run of the year, and the Rawhide now trail by one. It's now 6-5. First home run since Stockton. And the Rawhide, who at one point in this ball game, they trailed 6-1. They have slowly clawed back. That's been the theme of the series all week long. And Junior Franco, the Rawhide home run leader, will step up to the plate. Off the bat, it had extra base hit written all over it. But the shortest part of the wall here at Chichansey Park, and it cleared it into the little grassy area in front of the splash park in right. And now Junior Franco, he'll get a piece of this one. He'll send it into center field, and the grab will be made by the center fielder for out number one. So now I'll bring up the Rawhide catcher, Kenny Castillo, to the plate. Kenny so far in this ball game, 1-for-3. Three hits over his last four games. You can now make it four hits over his last five. Castillo's pitch on the outside corner goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Ruben Santana waits on deck for Visalia. 0-1 pitch swung on and missed, 0-2. Nine Rawhide hits so far in this ball game. Visalia has not won more than two games at Chichansey Park until since 2021, a year where they played Fresno a lot more up here in the north prior to when the series moved to six straight games. Pitch on the way to Junior Franco. That one is upstairs for a ball. That year in 2021, the Fresno Grizzlies won the series 19-5. However, the Rawhide won five games up north. And a ground ball over to short for round number two. And with that, I'll now bring up Ruben Santana to the plate. These two teams won't meet again until the month of August, the late stages of the month, August 27th through September 1st. The final Rawhide home series before they wrap up the season on the road at Lone Mart Field out in Rancho. Pitch fat off to the right side, 0-1. Rawhide, a lot more home baseball coming up here in the month of June. So finish off May against Inland Empire. Return south of the Grapevine for the first time since April, when the Rawhide took on Lake Elsinore at Diamond Stadium April 16th. Through the 21st. So a long time coming to go south on 99. 0-2 pitch on the way in the dirt for ball one. And then they'll return home for the second double homestand of the year against the Modesto Nuts. On a defensive standpoint, not a team that you're looking forward to facing, but it'd be a good test in mid-June. And then the Rawhide will welcome Lake Elsinore the following week. So that double homestand that moves from June 11th to June 23rd, it'd definitely be a tough test for the Rawhide. They got to take care of business this upcoming week against Inland Empire. And then when you go to Rancho, you got to have at least three wins there. And by then, first half of the season wraps up. Two balls, two strikes, two way. The pitch on the way to Ruben Santana. He'll get a piece of it, fouls it off to the right side. It'll move out of play. Nice gesture there. Young fan getting a ball from another fan. Always like to see that, especially on a Sunday afternoon. All smiles here at Chichancy Park. 2-2 pitch on the way. Upstairs, ball three, 3-2. The pitcher, Brady Hill, 26 pitches so far. Came in for relief for Jace Kaminska, who went 5 1/3, 8 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them earned. Payoff pitch on the way. Ruben Santana up the middle. It's dropping quickly, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. Ruben Santana's first hit of the ball game, and with two down, the Rawhide have a chance to tie up the ball game. So now bring up Anderson and Rojas to the plate. Rawhide has scored in now 4 frames, 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 5th, 1 in the 6th, and 1 in the 7th. Tying run is standing over at first base in the form of Santana. Anderson Rojas so far in this ballgame, he's 2 for 3. He has a score to run once in this ballgame. It was unearned off of an E6. Now Rojas into right field. This one's going back to the wall, and that ball is gone. See you later. And the Rawhide take their first lead of the night on the first home run of the season from Anderson Rojas. Visalia leads his ball game 7-6 in the top of the 7th inning. When Rojas turns on the ball, he's got the pop to take it out of the yard, and Rojas does exactly that and hits it to the right field scoreboard. And in a ball game where Visalia once trailed 6-1, they've come all the way back and scored 6 runs in the last 3 innings. Angel Ortiz at the plate here for the Hyde. Top of the 7th. And now Angel Ortiz in right center field. That one's going to drop in for a base hit as well. The 3rd extra base hit of the inning, and Angel Ortiz is thinking 3. He rounds second base. He'll get there standing. And how about a turn of events here in the top of the 7th inning? 3 hits, 3 runs, 12 hits for Visalia, 8 for Fresno. And Jackson Fellner will get ready to step up to the plate for the Hyde. So Jackson Fellner looking for a hit, and he'll do exactly that. Right up the middle. It's now 8-6, and the Rawhide offense has turned on the gas right here in the 7th inning. 4th run of the frame, and it's now 8-6 Hyde. Jackson Fellner's first hit in 5 games, and it goes right up the middle for an RBI single. Now I'll bring up Cole Roberts to the plate. A glance over at first, the pitch from Brady Hill. And that one misses inside for ball 1-1-0. One ball, no strikes, 2 away. Cole Roberts grounds it over to the third base side. It'll be scooped up by Wimmer, tossed to first in time, but a 8-batter Rawhide frame, and they take their first lead of the afternoon. 2 home runs on the inning, including an Anderson Rojas 2-run home run, and Yancel Luis' second home run of the season. Rawhide lead 8-6. It's time to stretch at Chichancy Park. Fresno trails by 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
next new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, and this seventh inning continues to be offensive versus offensive. Aiden Longwell replaced by Fadrio Cruz, and whoever's batting at that number two spot, they must have some sort of superstar ability right now. Third hit of the ball game, Aiden Longwell replaced by Fadrio Cruz. He hits that one up the middle for a base hit. Fourth single by a batter batting out of the number two spot. And it'll bring up Braylon Wimmer to the plate with a tying run at the plate. 0-1. A new Rawhide pitcher in the ballgame for manager D. Garner. That arm is the tall 6'8 right-hander Sam Nolden. He comes in to replace Landon Sims. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years, making home pest-free zone, St. Louis ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. Sam Nolden's pitch up and in, and the count will now move to 0-2. Sam Nolden facing off against Braylon Wimmer for the first time today. The former Gamecock versus the former South Alabama Jaguar, and it will go in favor of the South Alabama Lum. A swing and a miss, strike to out number one. That would bring up Andy Perez to the plate. So let's talk about the numbers here for Sam Nolden in 2024. He's 1-2 with a 2.45 ERA. First pitch of the at-bat in the dirt for ball number one. 14 2/3 innings pitches is his 12th appearance of the year. He struck out 19 batters, now make it 20 on that previous punch-out, 14 walks. 1-0 with one away. The pitch is a little bit outside for ball two. 2-0. It's been a series where two of the Rawhide losses on back-to-back days came by one-run losses. You look back on Wednesday night, the Rawhide losing in 10. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. 2-1. Rawhide had runners on the corners with no outs in the top of the 10th on Wednesday night's ball game, three straight batters retired, and then a throwing error from Jordan Chalas in the bottom of the 10th. The Rawhide lose on Wednesday. Now through the right side of the infield for a base hit. Andy Perez continues to be the best hitter at home, his 48th hit of the year, and it puts runners on the corners here. It's Cruz at third, Perez at first. So you get flashbacks from Wednesday night, and then on Thursday, the walk-off that was right up the middle in the bottom of the ninth. Terrain made a fantastic play, but by the time he was able to get up, the runner on third came home to score. Now Sam Knowlton working with some troubles right here with one down. Andy Perez at first. Double play is set up. Would be interested to see if the manager, Steve Solis, wants to get aggressive and take out the double play right now. Knowlton's pitch on the way, and that one's a little bit inside for ball one, 1-0. Jason Hinchman at the plate for the fourth time today, 0-3. That pitch fouled backwards, and the count moves to 1-1. Andy Perez so far this year, 2 stolen bags. So if they wanted, they could pull the trigger on Perez. Don't see happening right now. Knowlton's pitch on the way, upstairs ball 2-1. Jason Hinchman, an 18-game on-base streak, tied for the 4th longest active streak in the league. However, at risk at the moment, as he's not gotten on board yet, and he swings and misses for strike number 2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Runners on the corners here for Fresno in an 8-6 Rawhide lead. The set and deal from Knowlton. Grounded to the left side. Santana has a chance to turn 2, and he bobbles it. Everybody's going to be safe, and it's now 8-7 in the bottom of the 7th inning. So likely go down as an E5. Longwell will come home to score. Excuse me, Pedro Cruz. And Andy Perez will go over to second off the error, and it now brings up G.J. Hill to the plate. So the second Rawhide error of the ball game, and now the catcher Kenny Castillo will come out to give the instructions to the infield. A 5-run 7th, and it's still rolling. A combined 23 hits on this Sunday afternoon, and a ball game where Adonis Perez got the start. He went 3 2/3. First pitch of the at-bat on the way. Nice slider. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. Grounded to the left side, just out of range for Christopher Torrine. This should tie up the ball game at 8. There will be no throw home. And we are tied with runners on first and second, 8-8 in the bottom of the 7th inning. G.J. Hill, RBI number 4 of the year. Torrine fully extended, but just out of reach for the Rawhide shortstop. And that'll bring up E.J. Andrews Jr. to the plate, with the pitching coach Tyler Mark making his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So making the way back to the dugout will be T-Mark. You got Jason Hinchman over at second base, G.J. Hill over at first. The Rawhide coming all the way back from down 6-1. Now Sam Knowlton's pitch is on the way, and it misses high for ball 1-0. E.J. Andrews Jr. has gone aboard 2 times today, looking to make it a 3rd. He walked back in the 2nd, and he walked back in the 4th. He struck out looking back in the 6th. 24 combined hits And it appears to be Edgar Isaiah warming up in the Rawhide pen on the left field side. Swing and a miss, 2-1. Nolan will stare down Andrews Jr., batting an even 200 on the year. Swing and a miss, and the count moves to 2-2. 16 combined runs. Sam Nolan looking for his second strikeout of the frame. Upstairs, ball 3-2. 97-mile-per-hour heater from the 6'8 right-hander. Sam Nolan, the four-seam fastball, the sinker, and the slider. On this Sunday afternoon, the Rawhide looking to salvage the series. This one on the right side, a chance at turn two. Fielded by Cole Roberts. His only play will be at first. So they get the force out at first, but now two runners are in scoring position, two away. And here comes Ben McCabe to the plate. McCabe reached off a hit by pitch back in the second. A sack bunt in the fourth got him out. And then he reached off of the E7 from Junior Franco on a ball that he dropped on a pop-up to left field. One and oh, the count. Pitch from Sam Nolan on the way, a nice looking pitch. But it barely misses inside for ball two, 2-0. Seventh batter of the inning here for the Fresno Grizzlies. Fourth five-plus batter frame. That one fouled off to the right side, 2-1. A crucial at-bat right here in the seventh frame. 2-1 with two away. Sam Nolan's pitch swung on and missed, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Sam Nolan with a chance to keep this a tied ball game and get out of the inning. Instead, he misses upstairs, ball 3-2. Luis Mendez waits on deck. He came in as a defensive sub for Tevin Tucker back in the middle inning, back in the fifth. Payoff pitch on the way and a big swing and a miss. And the inning will finally come to a conclusion. Two hits, two runs, one error, and two runners left on base. We're through seven here at Chichansey Park, and we're knotted up at eight heading into the top of the eighth inning. You listen to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot, make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss.
Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the eighth inning. Christopher Turin will lead things off for Visalia. First pitch on the way. And that one awfully close and inside for ball number one, 1-0. And a new pitcher in the ballgame. It will be the third arm used by manager Steve Solis on this Sunday afternoon. And once again, Turin having to do a little dance to move out of the way. And the count will move to 2-0. The new pitcher in the ballgame, Jake Madden. The right-hander, 6'6", 185, the 22-year-old from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. And he takes that one inside for a strike, 2-1. 1-0 so far here in 2024 with 3.06 ERA, 12th appearance of the year. And he's pitching 17 2/3 frames. Pitch from Madden. Green turns on that ball, but it's fouled up and out of play. Madden last year was with the Inland Empire 66ers. However, right before the trade deadline on July 30th, the Colorado Rockies traded C.J. Krohn and Randall Grichuk to the L.A. Angels in exchange for the lefty Mason Albright and Jake Madden. Both those two pitchers were pitching for Inland Empire at the time. 2-2, no outs, and that one fouled backwards. And in fact, when that trade happened, the Fresno Grizzlies and the Inland Empire 66ers were both playing each other, so all they had to do was walk next door to the different dugout and meet their new teammates. 2-2, no outs, and that ball in the dirt. Does he go around? He does not. And the count moves to 3-2. Christopher Turin so far in this series, he's 6-for-19 entering the day. Tied for the most hits in the series. The only other player with 6 hits in the series, Drew Jones, the Rawhide center fielder who got the day off. Payoff pitch on the way from Madden. And Turin, once again, he's trying to pull that ball down the left side. Way out in front of it. And the count remains full. Turin, a double in the third, a walk in the fifth. He scored 2 runs so far in this ballgame. Can he get home run number 3 of the year right here? Payoff pitch. Low ball 4. And Turin has been one of the most disciplined batters all year long. And he shows it off right there on a leadoff walk, bringing up Yancel Luis to the plate. Second walk of the ball game for Christopher Turin. Walk number 26 and 27 of the year for Turin. Pitch to Yancel, misses outside ball 1, 1-0. Yancel Luis, a 4-for-4 night. Pickoff attempt at first, and Torin's going to watch that one slip away. He's going to advance over to second base. And Luis Mendez, who originally started this game on the bench, he came in for Tevin Tucker, slides over to first, and the throw from Jake Madden is low, unable to scoop it up, and the Rawhide are in scoring position with no outs. Now the catcher, Ben McCabe, will make his way back behind home plate. 3 times this season, a Rawhide batter has had 4 hits in a game. The last occurrence was during the Lake Elsinore series in a ballgame where Drew Jones went 4-for-5. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one misses outside for ball 2, 2-0. Only 1 time this season has a player in the California League recorded 5 hits. The pitch on the way to Yancel up the middle, and it'll be fielded by the second baseman, G.J. Hill, has tossed first base in time, and there's one away. So following the solo home run, and it'll bring up Junior Franco to the plate. Talked about that 5 hits in the California League. The only player that's done that, Luke Mann with the Stockton Ports on May 16th. in a ball game against these Fresno Grizzlies. Quite a handful of four-hit games, however. Modesto's got a pair. Lake Elsinore has one. Jay Bashir's. Visalia has a pair as well. Now they have a trio. Kenny Castillo, Drew Jones, and now Yancel Luis. Pickoff attempt over at third. It's going to be dropped. Here comes Christopher Torin, and he will score. And the Rawhide take back the second lead of the afternoon. It's now 9-8 here in the top of the eighth inning. Christopher Torin was just kind of jogging back over to third base. So Ben McCabe tries to catch him off balance, and instead it was Braylon Wimmer who was unready for the throw, and the ball sneaks into the edge of the outfield grass and is now 9-8 Visalia in the eighth frame. Junior Franco to the right side, fielded by the first baseman Mendez. He'll step on the bag himself, two away. And now Kenny Castillo will step up to the plate. So you have a throwing error from Jake Madden that advances Christopher Torin over to second base. And then on the ground ball, he advances to third. And now a fielding error. They're going to count it against the third baseman, Braylon Wimmer, allows him to come home and score. So an unearned run here in the frame. Kenny Castillo 0-1 with two away at the dish. Pitch outside. Slider, does he go around? He does not. Count moves to 1-1. So now three errors apiece from both Fresno and Visalia. A combined six-error game. Jake Madden's 1-1 pitch popped up into center field. Will be playable. That'll be the second baseman, G.J. Hill. He's there, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Rawhide tack on another run. It's their fourth straight frame with the run. They now lead this ballgame 9-8, heading into the bottom of the eighth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Nothing summertime like peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, but back. Arms fresh roasted in the shell. Peanuts. Peanuts are a great high in protein carbs. You can find Arms peanuts in the produce and the protein or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Welcome back to Chancey Park. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Sunday afternoon. The Rawhide lead this ballgame 9-8. They scored eight of their nine runs, starting in the fifth, going to the eighth inning. They've been held scoreless in just three innings this afternoon. Once in the first, in the second, and the fourth. Sam Knowlton remains on the mound for Visalia, facing off against Luis Mendez. Second Mendez at-bat of the ballgame. Last time out, a fly out to the left fielder, Junior Franco. There's one batter removed on a fielding error by the left fielder, Junior Franco. 2-0, no outs. Pitch on the way. That one's in the dirt for a ball, 2-1. Nolan's pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, 2-1. Luis Mendez batting 141 with 9 RBIs, 13 hits. One of now two subs using this ball game. And it ends up resulting in a 6-pitch walk, putting on Mendez on first, tying run of the board once again. So we go back to the top of the order here, and it will be the outfielder Caleb Hobson stepping up to the plate. Fresno's center fielder for today's ballgame so far this afternoon. He is 1-for-3 with a single, an RBI, and a run. Nolan's pitch on the way. That one's right down the middle for strike number one. Rawhide do have an arm warming up in the pen at the moment. It appears to be Edgar Isaiah. And if they keep this ballgame 9-8, it would be a save opportunity in the ninth. Two quick strikes here, forcing Caleb Hobson to step out of the batter's box. Nolan disagreeing with the first call from Kenny Castillo. He'll agree to the second. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Popped up to the right side, up and out of play. Most hits by the Rawhide this season, 16. It was the opening series of the year on April 9th out at San Manuel Stadium. In a ball game where Visalia scored 14 runs. Pitch outside, Kenny Castillo able to prevent that one from going to the backstop. And the count is now 1-2. Pitch from Sam Nolan, and that one barely misses the back of Caleb Hobson. Able to spin out of the way of that pitch, and the count is now 2-2. Nolan glances over at his shoulder at first. A swing and a miss, and a clutch strikeout right there. The second time Hobson has been struck out, the third strikeout of the ballgame for Sam Nolan. And that's another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And manager D. Garner is going to come out to the mound, and we'll have a pitching change at Chancey Park. End of the day for Sam Nolan. Visalia leads 9-8 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. They need 5 more outs to tie the series 3 games apiece. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid.
Sam Nolan will go through the order just one time, and he'll hand it off to Edgar Isaya, who will likely go for the final five outs of this ball game, looking for the save right here for the Hyde. Just one save so far in this series. It was yesterday, Bryson Hammer coming in to get the save in a ball game where Isaiah Coupe received the win, and Wilkin Prada suffered his second loss of the year. Second pitch swinging, it's popped into shallow center. Christopher Torin has a retreat backwards into the grass to make the grab, two down. So second at bat for Fadrio Cruz. Sat down for the first time today, and it'll bring up Braylon Wimmer to the plate. Wimmer so far in this ballgame 0-for-3, including two strikeouts and a flyout. The two-out pitch on the way from Edgar Isaya is a slider outside 1-0. Edgar Isaya is 2-2 here in 2024 with a 5.73 ERA. Appearing in now his 13th game of the year. Second most games he's appeared in a season outside of that of 2023, where he spent time in the Arizona Complex League. Last year in the Complex, a 5.73 ERA. So 1 year later, the same ERA. However, Isaya is 2-2 at the moment compared to 5-1 last year. One ball, one strike, two away. Edgar Isaya's deal on the way. It's upstairs. Runner going, and that ball is airmailed into center field. Scooped up by Rojas. Here goes the throw to third. It is right on the money. And Anderson Rojas, it guns out the runner going over to third. Luis Mendez tried to stretch it off of the E2. And we head into the top of the ninth inning where the Rawhide preserve the lead. It's now 9-8. Final chance here at Chachansey Park. What do we have in store for the final three outs? We will see when we come back. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the ninth inning. Ruben Santana will lead things off. And a new arm in the ballgame, the fourth arm used by manager Steve Solis for the Fresno Grizzlies. And it's Willington Herrera making his third appearance of the week. First time we saw him was in the 10-inning thriller on Wednesday night. A ball game where he allowed the first runner to reach off of the fielding error by himself. runners at the corners. Then he struck out three straight batters. Drew Jones, Angel Ortiz, Modifi Marte. And the Rawhide eventually end up losing that ball game in the bottom of the 10th. Herrera also pitching in yesterday's ball game, where he went an inning, walked one, did not allow a run. So he'll have Ruben Santana, Anderson Rojas, Angel Ortiz. 2-1 with no outs. Grounded up the middle, and it will sneak on pass. G.J. Hill tried to make a play on it, and it sneaks on through to outfield for a base hit. Entering the week, we talked about, well, this is going to be a really defensive series and all that. Best two defenses in the league. And a combined five errors. That one not an error, but probably a play that at least Hill should have gotten a glove on. First pitch of the at-bat on the way, and it goes in there for a strike 0-1. 14th Rawhide hit of the afternoon. Second of the day for Ruben Santana. And now a bunt from Rojas. He fouls that one backwards. If you've been in a collision, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at gusbodyshopvisalia.com. 0-2. Pitch misses outside for a ball. 1-2. Anderson Rojas, four triples so far this year. It's tied for the most in the California League. Also is now 10 stolen bags, good for top 10 in the league as well. Rojas, a stolen bag back in the sixth. Also a two-run home run back in the seventh. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Pitch to Rojas, he gets a piece of it, fouls it off to the left side. One and two and no outs. Rawhide just three outs away from ending the three-game series losing skid. Up the middle, stepping on second for one, down to first, and it is in time. Anderson Rojas grounds it into a 6-4 DP. And there's now two outs with Angel Ortiz stepping up to the plate. So bases are empty, and here comes Angel Ortiz to the plate, who has two hits in the ballgame. Entering the day, he had two hits in the whole series, 2 for 10. A single and a triple. First pitch of the at-bat in there for a strike, 0-1. Pitch to Ortiz, grounded off to the right side, 0-2. Nobody warming in the Rawhide pen, so it will be Edgar Isaya to appear in the ninth. The pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Willington Herrera comes in, and he faces the minimum to send this game to the bottom of the ninth inning. It'll be Braylon Wimmer, Andy Perez, Jason Hinchman. When we return, last chance to dance for the Fresno Grizzlies. Edgar Isaya will look to get the save and tie the series up at three games apiece. We'll be right back. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Last chance to dance here for the Fresno Grizzlies as we move into the bottom of the ninth inning. It will be Braylon Wimmer, Andy Perez, and Jason Hinchman. Definitely not easy outs to get. Between Braylon Wimmer, Andy Perez, and Jason Hinchman, they have a combined 14 hits entering the day. Meat of the order right here in Edgar Isaya. His first pitch is outside 1-0. Rawhide is looking for their first three-plus win season at Chancey Park since 2021. 1-0 pitch on the way from Isaya, popped into right center field. He'll stay in the yard. Angel Ortiz is there, out number one. Fourth time today that Braylon Wimmer has sat down, second flyout. And here comes Andy Perez to the plate. Perez so far in this ballgame, he's 2-for-4. Just five times this year, Andy Perez has not reached a base safely. You wonder how many games Perez has appeared in? 41 games this year, and once again, only five times he's not gotten on base. Pitch on the way to Perez. Does he go around? He does. 0-1 the count. One and one moves the scoreboard. Edgar Isaya so far this year, he's 1-2 in save opportunities. And this ball grounded to the right side. Jackson Feltner will scoop it up. And who's going to get it? Nobody will. Feltner didn't toss it to Isaya. He wanted it himself. And sprinting down the first base line is Andy Perez. And the tying run is at first base. It's kind of an odd play. Jackson Feltner's not very far from first. So he decides to just take it himself. But Perez got out of the box so quickly that he's able to reach. I think another thing that goes into that decision is you're so close, you don't want to make a throwing error on a play where you're a foot away from your pitcher. So now with one down, it brings up the bat of Jason Hinchman, who's gotten on base safely in 18 straight games. That streak at risk right now. 0-for-4 in the ballgame. 0-1 with one away. That pitch drilled into left field, going back towards the wall, and that ball is gone. A walk-off two-run home run, and the Fresno Grizzlies defeat the Visalia Rawhide 10-9 on a Sunday afternoon and win the series 4-2. Third walk-off of the series, and Fresno wins this ballgame 10-9. 10 runs on 13 hits and 3 errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 9 runs, 14 hits, and 2 errors. What's up, side? And when we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers in this ballgame. A thriller here on a Sunday afternoon that just does not go in favor of the Rawhide this afternoon. We'll be right back here listening to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
when it comes to trucks. No one hits it out of the park like will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's
making it happen. There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Well, Rawhide fans, the pill gets harder to swallow every single time, and this afternoon, no different. Third walk-off win of the series here for the Fresno Grizzlies. It happened on Wednesday night, it happened on Thursday night, and this afternoon, the Rawhide were two outs away from capturing their first series tie of the year, and instead mark it now three straight series losses dating back to the end of April against the Inland Empire 66ers. Should say four straight series losses now as the Rawhide get ready to return home against the last series that they won, the Inland Empire 66ers, back at home in mid-April. Let's go through this ball game. Fresno got things started off early in the first inning. It wasn't a typical Adonis Perez kind of night. Three hits from Fresno in the first inning, including the first two hits. Caleb Hobson got things started. Aiden Longwell as well. A sack fly from Braylon Wimmer. Andy Perez gets a single. However, a clutch stop in the middle infield made by Christopher Torin turns the inning ending DP, and we get through the first inning. Second inning comes as well. A solo home run from G.J. Hill, his second of the year. And then it was three straight batters reaching, a walk batsman for E.J. Andrews, hit by pitch for Ben McCabe, and then Tevin Tucker reaches off of fielder's choice, a sack fly from Caleb Hobson, and inning number two is done, and it's 3-0 already through two innings of work. However, in the third, Visalia would get their first run of the afternoon. Jackson Feltner, Cole Roberts sat down in order. However, it was Christopher Torin getting his seventh hit of the series. It was an extra base hit, and then Yancel Luis with a single as well, driving in Christopher Torin, and at that point, it's 3-1. Bottom of the fourth, however, it would be the end of the ball game for Adonis Perez. Three hits, three runs, no errors, one runner left on base. Carlos Rey checked into the ball game, and he faced two batters, including an Aiden Longwell RBI single, and then Braylon Wimmer. So at that point, Visalia trails 6-1. It'd be the largest deficit of the afternoon. However, in the fifth inning, Visalia would tack on two more runs. Once again, who was a part of it? It was Christopher Torin and Yancel Luis. Torin draws a walk, then a RBI triple from Yancel. The Rawhide tack on two more runs. Heading into the sixth inning, Visalia scores a run as well. Anderson Rojas leads things off with a single. An E6 allows Anderson Rojas to come home to score. And then the seventh inning was when the fun really began. Visalia, a two-home run inning. It's just the first time this year that the Rawhide have been able to do that. Yancel Luis, his second home run of the year, is a solo shot into right field. Then three batters later, Ruben Santana gets aboard. And then Anderson Rojas, his first home run of the year. A two-run home run out to the right field scoreboard. And then the next two batters, Angel Ortiz reaches off a triple, Jackson Feltner an RBI single, and the Rawhide tie up the ball game at 6-6. However, Fresno, bottom of the seventh inning, they decide to tack on two more runs of their own. Top of the eighth comes, and Visalia takes the lead. They lead 9-8. It was Christopher Torrine who drew a walk, then an E1 from the pitcher, and then the throwing error, or the fielding error by the E5, the third baseman Braylon Wimmer. Visalia leads 9-8. You head into the eighth inning, and a minimum faced by both combination of Sam Nolan and Edgar Isaya. Top of the ninth comes Visalia. Ruben Santana gets a single, side retired thanks to an inning-ending or a DP, and then a strikeout. Bottom of the ninth inning, Visalia got one out. It was a leadoff flyout from Braylon Wimmer. Then Andy Perez reaches off of a miscommunication between Jackson Feltner and Edgar Isaya. Should he have made the toss first? I don't know. Could Feltner have stepped on first himself? I don't know as well. So then the next batter later, a two-run home run from Jason Hinchman on a no-doubt shot into the Power Pod Power Alley here at Chachancy Park. And just like that, third walk-off of the season for the Fresno Grizzlies on a 10-9 victory here on a Sunday afternoon. They take the series 4-2 in the lone trip up north here to Fresno. Winning pitcher is Willington Herrera. He's now 5-1 here in 2024 with a 2.08 ERA. Meanwhile, Edgar Isaya suffers his third loss of the year. He's now 2-3, his second blown save of the year. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for this upcoming Tuesday at Inland Empire. Grizzlies are winners on this Sunday afternoon. Final score 10-9. We'll be right back. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Chachancy Park, where the Fresno Grizzlies 10-9 winners on this Sunday afternoon. We get ready to wrap things up. But before we do that, let's take a look around the California League. We'll start off in Rancho, where the Quakes looking to snap the 7-game losing streak. They currently lead against Modesto 7-4 through 6 innings of work. Modesto trying to go for the series sweep. They've won the first 5 games of that series. And meanwhile, out in San Bernardino at San Manuel Stadium, the Stockton Ports currently lead 5-3. That game's in the top of the eighth. And then lastly, at Diamond Stadium out in Lake Elsinore, the San Jose Giants 10-2 winners on this Sunday afternoon. Meanwhile, around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, 2 games have gone final. Reno and Oklahoma City was the first one to go final out in AAA. The Reno Aces 6-0 shutout over the OKC Dodgers, a ball game where the Dodgers had 4 errors. Reno is out hit 8-7. However, they get the shutout on this Sunday afternoon. Meanwhile, out in High A, the Hillsboro Hops fall to the Vancouver Canadiens 5-1, and Amarillo and Arkansas will get ready to go. They just got first pitch underway out there in Arkansas. So, for this upcoming week, the Rawhide will return home this upcoming Tuesday. They'll take on the Inland Empire 66ers. The Rawhide, that's the best opponent they've faced this year. They are 8-1, including a series sweep on opening weekend. The Rawhide are now 17-27. Casey Anderson is 3-0 in his last three Tuesday starts. He'll look to go 4-0 on Tuesdays here in the month of May. He'll be facing off against Riley Bauman. Last time Riley Bauman was at Valley Strong Ballpark, an 11 strikeout ball game is the most strikeouts by any opposing pitcher this season. That will be this upcoming Tuesday on May 28th. 6:30 first pitch Tuesday through Saturday, with Sunday being the 12:05 first pitch. Adonis Perez will get the start on that upcoming Sunday. So for today, Visalia drops to 17-27, a heartbreaking loss on this Sunday afternoon. The Fresno Grizzlies 10-9 winners on this Sunday. Winning pitcher, Willington Herrera. He's now 5-1. Edgar Isay, he falls to 2-3 in 2024. It took us 2 hours and 45 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 2,924 fans here at Chichansey Park. So until Tuesday night at 6:30, we'll have pregame right here at 6:20 p.m. right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Until we talk on Tuesday, have a great night and go Rawhide!